James, probably not the start you wanted, but point to point in the end.
Yeah, Robin, it is. In terms of commitment, attitude, support has got behind us, made us feel welcome. I think we deserved it. First half, obviously, me and Mark have brought in, a lot of information to the boys, and we do a lot of tactical stuff now. We tried to snuff out their two danger areas, which was the four, and Albie marked him, and I thought he did well against him. Their centre half, the left hand side, he was good in the air, so we tried to keep it away from him. Hence why Mass drifted out to the left. They took a lot on board. I think the first half we put it down to new manager maybe trying to impress too much and not focus on me. It's not about me, it's about the team. And second half was a few choice words. I thought it was a mistake for their goal, and second half it looked like a proper Rovers performance.
Yeah, the second half was amazingly different, wasn't it, really? Because first half on my pad for the match report,
yep,
I'd got three sentences. One of them was a corner. Yep. One was a goal.
Yeah.
And second half, it was like a different team.
Yeah, I think where we are in the league, and we have to be defensive because we're at home, and I understand that supporters want to see an attractive style of play. We're the biggest club in the league for sure, but we have to build from the back. We have to make sure that we're solid. Again, a mistake, but second half, me and Mark just asked them to be a bit tighter to their man, be more aggressive. Thought Messiah was outstanding, and just use his body sort of swerves to find gaps. And I thought sending off, but I thought we was by far the better team.
The goal came out of the blue for them,
yeah,
and for us. Because Albie's long throw, and somehow Oscar seemed to get a foot to it, and it was in.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can't do anything about mistakes for the first goal. We dealt with that at half time, but I think we could be positioned a little bit better to stop their four, which we talk about all week. Their best player, I don't think if he had a touch, but he just played it in the space and he hit the target, and they scored, but. I think second half, I think you're a bit harsh on us there, Robin, but I think, it was out of the blue, but I think we deserved it.
Yeah, but when it came into the box...
Yeah, you're right with that,
A sudden, the ball was in the net, and you think, somebody's got on the end of it.
Yeah, in terms of Oscar, it's as a right-back to get man of the match and score. It's a dream come true for him, and he's a good lad. He's not played much at Shepshed. Fair play for their manager, Drakey, for... helping us get the lad playing. He's a good person at Shepshed, and he's gave 100%. He's listened, and delighted for him.
It's a shame for Jack being out so long.
Yeah.
Had his first game back.
Yeah.
And then he'll be out for three games.
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant today, to be honest.
He was.
It's good to see him out there and leading the boys. I asked the boys to get him on the ball more second half, and he did. In terms of the red card... I thought the ref was alright, to be honest. I thought the officials was. We want to be a club that don't look for a witch hunt for officials. So I'm certainly not commenting it. But overall, Jack had a good game. You'll have to learn the hard way, whether it was his fault or not. But it is what it is.
Well, there we go. It's 1-1. You haven't lost on your first game. So onwards and upwards.
Cheers, Robin.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.